Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi.
Oh. Oh, no.
That only took me a week to think of, so you can make fun of it all you want.
That sucked.
It's funny because this episode actually is brought to you by Squarespace.
What do you mean it's funny because it's brought to you by Squarespace? Of course it's brought to you by Squarespace. Why else would you say that?
Otherwise, a sponsor would be really pissed that I started it off with that.
It's not a coincidence.
So what is Squarespace? Squarespace allows you to create an online website, a store, or a blog incredibly easy and make it look incredibly professional.
Wow. What a life hack.
Yeah, it's a cool little life hack, actually. You know, instead of spending...
That's a cool life hack. Can I have your wife, Jack?
Can I have your my wife back? Yeah, instead of learning how to shit works, if you just use Squarespace to help build your website, literally anybody can do it. And it's affordable, it's cheap, and they just have all these awesome tools that'll help you out.
And you don't have to learn code. And if you did learn code, you still wouldn't be able to code this well.
Exactly.
Okay, so just don't bother.
Let these super nerds help you out because they know what they're doing. And it's really the easiest way to create a website. They also have these cool two new cool apps, the Metrics and Blog. You can basically do a bunch of stuff and see stats on your phone. It's incredibly easy. So if you were ever thinking about building a website, now's the time to do it. And the best way to do it is if you go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou and use the coupon code cheese.
Oh,
as in
cheese.
As in seize the. It'll be even cheaper because they'll know that we sent you. So it's a great way to support the show and it's a great way to build a website. Just to sweeten the deal, we're going to offer you guys some free extra publicity. If you do create a website with Squarespace, forward it to us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com and we'll link to it on our site. So you'll get an awesome website for cheap and free publicity. You can't buy that kind of action, that marketing. And if you don't believe us, well, here's 7 people that already took us up on the offer. www.jameshaleyactor.com built his portfolio there. lifeintheclouds.us, cityandsurfco.com, I believe is a store, seanhotley.com, delisuite.be, and blackgraywhite, spelled blkgrywht.com. We're going to link all that stuff.
I thought that was Black Gary What without...
Well, sometimes you can be a little bit too stylistic. Mm-hmm. I think that's a cool photography site. We're going to link to all those on our site. We're going to give you guys some free traffic. And if you guys want to be in our next round of sites that we pimp out on Squarespace, go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou. Use the coupon code cheese. Forward us the website, and we'll help you out. That's it. Please enjoy this episode. Luckily for you guys, things got...
real.
Can you believe it?
This they is really finally,
did. This is it. This
what
is the episode
is this?
46.
It's about time things got real. I appreciate it.
It is more than high time, so please enjoy this very real episode of If I Were You.
Wherever there's a check, there'll always be a myth. Whenever there are ups, there'll always be timber. Wherever there's a goose, there'll always be a... Anytime there's a club, there's always this podcast, yeah. And they will calculate, and Jake always brags. As long as there's a dime, there's always a douchebag. If I were you, if I were you.
This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not.
But that was the theme.
Yeah, it's just a catchy theme song. You think Coca-Cola would sponsor this show?
What they might.
What a low budget, a non-priority they that would might. Be for them. They take out that. Super Bowl ads. They
we
don't.
Could, yeah.
They don't give a shit about
we
reaching.
Could, yeah. we,
reaching
we
our
reach more
podcast.
People. More people listen to our podcast than watch the Super Bowl.
Oh
dude.
No! You really think that?
You have delusions of grandeur now.
I think more people watch. Maybe I'm trying to figure out the exact math, but I bet 20 to 30 times more people watch one Super Bowl than have ever listened to our podcast.
20 to 30 times.
Yeah.
Mm. That makes you feel good.
That was sobering.
That was more than a reality check.
I really think more people knew who I am than Peyton Manning. And just hearing those numbers, I'm starting to think maybe that's not the case.
I've never felt smaller than I do right now, sitting in your guest bedroom with a mic plugged into a fucking switchboard. I'm microscopic. Yeah.
I'm a fleck of dust floating through time and space.
Worse than dust.
that theme song was actually recorded by a brother sister duo.
Nice,
Jake and Iris.
You think they hook up?
No. What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you think they
do?
Look at your one-track mind. Even when I talk about siblings, that's the first thing it goes to.
Right, that's, yeah,
that's not enough.
That's enough. That's
it's enough from
enough.
You.
It's sorry. It's a little early on a Monday for a blast.
Really?
Don't you think?
You think it's
to
too
be put
early?
On blast?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I want to start the week off on blast.
I don't think I wanted to start the week off thinking about incest. Yeah, so, and here we are. We're both on a little sour note.
To be perfectly honest, I might put you on blast for putting me on blast.
You can't put me on a reverse blast.
I'm not going to do it, but that's because I wouldn't do that to somebody. I would never put someone on a Monday blast like you just put me on a Monday blast.
Borderline don't appreciate that.
Yeah, I guess I'm borderline putting you on blast.
Anyway, what is that? What the hell are we doing?
Excuse
what is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Did you put your phone on airplane mode?
No, but it's because my brother is coming and I don't know when he's going to get here.
Okay. So if there's a little static throughout the episode, that's fine because your brother's coming.
What if I hold it over here?
Oh. So the UV rays or whatever the fuck won't travel.
I don't fucking understand how
that.
This works. I've never heard static before. I've left my phone off airplane mode at least once or twice and you haven't even noticed.
You ever put your phone next to your speakers and you hear that like...
No.
And then your phone goes off?
I never have.
No?
No.
That doesn't sound familiar to you? Putting your phone next to speakers and hearing a little static electricity before you get
that.
A text message?
Yeah.
What?
Your whole argument relied on me agreeing.
And if I never agree, la 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 la. In fact, I can't even hear you.
I don't even have a phone, loser.
That's right. Reality is what I think of it. So how does this podcast work? People are in difficult places in their lives and they don't know what to do. They don't know who to turn to. Their friends and family are all right, I guess. But what they really want to hear is our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We comb through the thousands of submissions and we choose about four to answer every episode.
This is where I think your intro goes off the rails.
What?
If I can give you a live critique here.
I'd rather you didn't. You know, at this point, I feel like I'm...
A live critique.
Than, yeah.
It's not a Monday blast. It's
it
a
is
live
absolutely
critique.
Is a, so when I call you out, it's a Monday blast. When you call me out, it's a live critique.
It's pretty nice that I'm doing this.
What I'm doing is a favor. What you're doing is putting me on blast. I feel like you just don't know how to take criticism.
I also make the intro so much longer by trying to help you trim every single time.
So we don't have to say we come through the thousands of submissions? That
yeah,
say?
Maybe come through the thousands is okay. I feel like we choose four to five. That's
so we're like, we choose thousands of submissions and here we go.
Like people email us in and we do our best to help. Let's get started. That's it.
All right. I'm going to do that next episode.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Sorry. That's no, that's good. All right, let's get started.
Cracking your hand, your phone's shattering. You're like the Hulk right now. I guess I made you mad.
You won't like me when I'm thinking about ways to improve myself. It's like the Hulk, but he just really hates improvement. All right. Yep. Shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Let's give this real email, real person, a fake name to preserve their anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that this person's name is Donatello.
Donatello.
Donatello writes, "Dear Jack and Amir."
Nice, asshole. Real nice, douchebag.
Relax, he was probably kidding.
Fucking jerk. All right.
Jesus.
Nice one. Scum.
Yeah, see,
you're
this is
scum. All like right.
You critiqued me on the podcast, which was fine, yeah. And a guy called you Jack.
And this motherfucker called me Jack.
And you're so much angrier than I ever was.
My mom and dad were proud to name me Jacob, okay? So I don't go by Jack, all right?
Jack's actually a cooler name if you think about it.
I won't.
I'm Josh. All right. Josh Donatello writes, "Dear guys, Christmas is coming up and all me relatives are asking me what want." Should I clarify that?
Yeah, I think you got to like
I
got to
adjust
like, sick,
accordingly.
Right?
Okay. "Dear guys, Christmas is coming up and all my relatives are asking me what I want. I don't want anything because the only thing they want to give me are books, which I already have, or things I don't want. How do I tell them that I don't want them to give me anything? It would be great if you guys can answer it before it's too late. Thanks, Donatello."
So I was right when I called him a douchebag and scum and a motherfucker.
But not for the reason that you had first thought. Yeah. What should he do? He already has all the books.
You have every book.
He has every book.
Okay. They want to give me books, which I already have.
He has all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every book.
He lives in the Library of Congress. He owns every single book. This guy doesn't need a gift. He's probably a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
He owns every single book.
You should sell some of your books.
Yeah. And then you can have anything you want. I feel like if you just sold 10% of every book ever, you'd make a fortune.
It's so weird to be like, I don't want anything.
Yeah. How do I tell them that?
I don't know, jerk. Just why don't you just at least like give them an answer? They want to give you a gift.
It's
a present.
It.
All you have to do is give them a direction. Or you could just say, "Oh, I don't know. I'll like anything." You don't have to be like, how do I tell them to fuck off?
Or what about like a donation in your name?
Yeah, you're a Grinch.
Yeah, this guy is the goddamn Grinch.
You're the goddamn Grinch. You're trying to steal Christmas.
No, I don't think he's stealing
Christmas. Oh, he's the opposite of the Grinch. It's the Minch.
Which is what?
He's
trying to give Christmas back?
Then you're Santa if you're giving away all the gifts. Wait a second.
Holy shit.
The Grinch and Santa, you're some kind of...
This question comes from the North Pole.
Oh. Huh. Mr. Claus, I'm so sorry I called you a douchebag. Oh, please.
Please don't give me the gift.
Shit, I got coal. I got coal.
I'm a coal man.
How is that fair?
So instead of what do you give the guy that has everything, it's what do you give the guy that wants nothing?
I think a donation in your name is pretty nice. Find a charity that you like and say, "I don't want any gifts, but maybe donate to this charity."
No, I don't want to do that either. I already have all the donations.
Asshole. I don't want anything. I don't understand. Like, it seems like you just haven't thought a lot.
It's funny because, like, in theory, like, if somebody's like, "No, I don't need a gift. I already have everything I need." That sounds very special, but this guy makes it sound awful.
Yeah. It's like, "Oh, I've got more than I could ever need." But it's not like, it's like, "I already have books and they're trying to give me shit that I don't want."
Does he think there are only like 9 books? Yeah. He only thinks Harry Potter's are books. It's like, I already
Watchmen.
Have books. I have the books, the 8 books. What other books do I need?
He has one Bible. That's it.
In fact, this is all the books in one.
It's all the story, the greatest story ever told.
Yeah.
The greatest lie ever told.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm putting God himself on a Monday blast.
Holy shit.
Lord.
This is insane.
I'm being struck by lightning.
God. He just blasted you back.
The ultimate blast.
So to this Grinch, we say, ask for money to be donated. Then you'll come off as a really good guy.
Oh, or I already socks, have everything. White t-shirts. I feel like you never have too many plain white tees. They're nice. So fuck donations.
Yeah.
Fuck charity.
I'm saying charity, and you're like, "Nah, you can never have enough t-shirts."
Hanes. Get some Hanes. Nice.
A nice V-neck.
Yeah. V-neck's actually pretty.
Yeah.
I would ask for 2 packages. they've got the Comfort Soft crew neck. That's really nice. That's a nice white tee. You're gonna want to wash it because it comes a little creased. And then also this episode is brought to you by Hanes and Coca-Cola.
Our biggest sponsorships ever.
A V-neck white tee is really nice, though. I prefer Fruit of the Loom V-necks to Hanes.
Okay, and I say give it to charity.
And I say charity gets a lot of money around Christmas. So
He could use some T's.
Seize the T's.
Seize the T's.
All right, those are two solid options if I were used.
Oh, or a hat. All right, that's it.
Okay.
Hat is nice. All right, last, go.
Boom, electric toothbrush. Damn, we're done.
Hat, socks, T's. There you go. A jacket. All right,
donation, electric toothbrush, leather jacket.
Boom. iPod,
done.
Nano.
Suspenders.
Boom. There we
and
go.
The end. And iTunes gift certificate.
Shoes, shoes, shoes,
shoes. Shoes.
Everybody, shoes, 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 shoes. Shoes.
Walk him to the club. Like, I don't really know the rest of that song. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Yes.
This one comes from someone we'll call Leonardo.
Leonardo.
All right. Leonardo writes, I love my girlfriend, but she always wears very loose-fitting clothing. She's still a mint, but I have to use my imagination when I'm with her because her clothes aren't skin tight. At the same time, I don't want creepy perverts staring at her when we're out in public. What should I do? Thanks, Leonardo.
Well, gee whiz, it sounds like maybe you should get your girlfriend a collar and a leash.
Why?
Because he seems like he wants to be able to control her.
Oh!
I'm serious, dude.
You are blasting away.
Yeah.
God is not safe. Leonardo is not safe.
Blast off.
This
3, 2, 1, blast off.
This is a goddamn blast-a-thon. Mm-hmm. And God will damn you for blasting his thumb.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes, excuse me.
I don't
you.
Deserve this lambasting of blasting.
Yeah, you've been blasted lamb for this.
I don't think that is fair at all. God's going to smite me?
This guy needs a magical potion to make his girlfriend hot to him and ugly to everyone else. Because why would she want to be with him if she was so hot that she can get someone who's not shallow enough to care about what clothes that she wears?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? What if she finds someone that doesn't care about what clothes she wears? She would leave him in a heartbeat.
Your girlfriend wears clothes that she feels comfortable in, bud. You can't dictate what she wears.
But it's a tough...
And you can't be happy that she wears baggy clothes so she doesn't get hit on. You got to just let her do her.
It seems like you're just approaching it from all the wrong angles. You want her to be more attractive, but then you're considering not that because you're afraid that other guys will hit on her, but then you don't want her to be ugly because then your friends won't respect
you. I'm going to try to put myself in his shoes, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to try to put myself in his shoes.
You have
try
a girlfriend.
To connect with, I remember high school.
Yeah.
My girlfriend would wear skirts. We went to different high schools.
Yeah.
And like,
so how'd you meet her?
Like a party or some shit. What?
What does that mean? You partied with different high schools?
Well, yeah, I went to a private high school, and I didn't have that many friends there. So all my friends went to the
other high school.
The other high school.
And then you met her.
Yeah.
Ooh, a little Romeo and Juliet action. Private school boy, public school girl from the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, wearing her skirts.
Are you? Oh, just... you're jerking off. You jerk off to Romeo and Juliet?
The most romantic story ever told. Yeah.
But like, I would see her after school, and she'd be wearing skirts, and I'd be like, "Oh no! Like, you were wearing that skirt all day." I'm like jealous that guys got to like look at you, and like, if somebody was coming up behind you on the stairs, what if your skirt like blew up in the wind, and like someone saw your underwear or your butt?
Which is something a stupid high schooler thinks.
But you don't feel that anymore? Like, if your girlfriend, like, say you had a girlfriend and she was wearing a really low-cut shirt and she bent over to pick something up and some pervert just, like, stared down her shirt and saw her nipple.
Yeah, I guess that'd be bad.
Would you feel like, hey, don't wear low-cut shirts anymore?
You're making me think about stuff that I don't want to think about, man.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's crying. How is this average?
You always want shit to be average.
How is this average?
Why do you want it to be average?
I don't know.
How is this ordinary? I want to live a life not extraordinary.
I love it. How is this normal? And then I slowly switch to average. How is this average?
Well, okay, so it's true. You don't want... but it's tough to be like, I don't want you wearing this.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the weird thing is that she's not wearing that.
Right.
She's currently wearing clothes that are like... nice, normal, loose-fitting, like not drawing too much pervy attention. Though you should also trust humanity a little bit that it's not like mostly perverts. But I am, so who knows?
There's also an area in between slutty and baggy. Normal.
Right.
But how do you suggest to your girlfriend to wear normal clothes?
I think, well, Christmas is coming up. You could just buy her a slightly smaller shirt. Oh. And I think, like, positive reinforcement always goes a long way. It's never good to be like, I want you to wear this. It's nicer to be like, if you see her in something that's, like, in line with the way you ideally want her to dress, compliment it. That's it. And then she likes you. She's going
to... So if I were you, you'd use positive reinforcement to sort of steer her towards the clothes that you do like.
Yeah, power positivity. Rather than in a relationship, a lot of times people are like, oh, do you like this shirt? Does this look good? What should I wear?
Right.
And like, you can steer it. But it's weird to have like a conversation. It's like, I would like you to dress sexier.
Yeah.
But not so sexy that perverts are looking at you. I don't know.
I want you in that special zone where you're hot, but you're mine.
Yeah. So I feel bad for calling this guy an asshole. I sort of understand.
Hmm. Wow, we're really growing today.
It's amazing. We're special.
It's funny. This podcast is for other people, but it's also for us.
It's nice. We're both crying and hugging.
For 23 minutes. All right, two questions deep. You want to take our little break?
A little breather. We'd love a little. To. Is there anything we want to talk about?
Your pre-party ritual yesterday was pretty funny.
The ritual?
Yeah, the running to a mall to get clothes that you're going to return.
Yeah. I feel like this podcast makes me sound poorer and poorer.
You felt ugly.
I felt very ugly yesterday. I forgot like my bag at your house. We're like too far away from Amir's house for me to change, and we're going to a holiday party in like Beverly Hills at some CEO's house. It's like super swanky, or at least I was under the impression that it was going to be.
Right.
And it was like cocktail attire, or like business casual or whatever. So I needed clothes, and we walked down the street and couldn't find anything.
Uh-huh.
It was like, we have to be at the party in half an hour. It's like, we need to go to the mall.
So we got in your car, sped to a mall, ran into a J. Crew where you found clothes that were too expensive for you to purchase, so you got them on credit, wore them without taking the tags off.
Yeah, even off the tie, I successfully hid the tag on the tie.
You're like a homeless person who someone dressed up. Real life hack.
My socks were disgusting. I bought new socks, and I bought a new blazer and a tie. And then I went into the bathroom and I threw out my underwear.
Oh, wait. Didn't you almost get caught, too, when she was checking you out?
She was like, do you want a bag? And I was like, no, I'm just going to wear it right now. She's like, oh, I'll cut the tag off. I was like, no.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
So you're wearing a gift?
I like locked her face into memory. So if I go in today and she's there, I can avoid her.
You have to go through extra effort to actually do that. If I don't lock someone's face into memory, I just will forget.
I just locked it. I was like, do not forget her eyes.
I control S'd her.
Dude, I have a bad facial recognition. I see people all the time and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. Every single time I'm seeing someone, I'm terrified of saying nice to meet you or hey.
Is that normal? I feel like I'm bad at that. Like I remember the first week of college, like I'm like, I can't think about what my professor looks like. Like if I've met someone once, I can't process what their face looks like.
Yeah, it's hard for me too. And we also end up meeting a lot of people.
Right.
I feel like we...
And when I see them, they look familiar, but if I like close my eyes and try to think of someone that I met yesterday, I wouldn't be able to.
Right. If somebody is ever like, we did this or we met here, I'm like, oh, of course, I can see it. But I'd like so many... Actually, yesterday at that party, like three different people, I stuck my hand out to like say, nice to meet you, and they hugged me and they were like, we know each other.
One of them was Mike Schaubach, who you've been working with for 7 years.
Mikey!
All right, good story.
Good story. Good stuff.
Story.
Good times. Good
Have you
times.
Returned the clothes yet?
No, I'm gonna go do it this afternoon.
Why don't people do that more often? You can just buy a really awesome outfit, wear it for one night, and then back with it the next day.
I think people do that. I feel like they did it in some movie that I was watching. Never Been Kissed by Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore wrote and directed.
Never Been Kissed.
Drew Barrymore has never been kissed.
She really hadn't been. That's why she was cast in that movie.
Oh my God, that first kiss was the one on camera Hugh Grant, or who was it?
That's a really depressing movie. She's like 30 years old and she'd never had her first kiss.
Hey, I'm sure there's some 30-year-olds that have never had their first kiss listen.
Not
to
that look like Drew Barrymore.
Okay, so you're just making them feel worse at this point. Yeah, but if they do that, they're ugly, all right? They're not fucking smoke
shows.
There
aren't 30-year-olds that haven't been kissed.
Sure there are.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'll kiss you. If you've never been kissed, write into the podcast and I'll kiss you.
If you've never been kissed, put your cheek up to the speaker right now.
Mwah. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Actually.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Dude, get that microphone out of your fucking mouth.
You feel so fucking good.
Oh, God.
You feel so fucking
stop
good.
This. No, bit is over. I do want you to stop this. I'm getting a weird level of turned off.
My dick I've never been. I think you turned me asexual.
My dick shrunk into a nothing. I have a vagina now after that.
I think I just have a clit.
Oh, God. I'm glad this podcast isn't rated PG-13. It's rated NC-17.
Take that, Coca-Cola, you fucking bitch.
And we just lost our biggest sponsor to date.
I love Coca-Cola.
You do like Coca-Cola.
Yeah. What are we free advertising for Coca-Cola? I guess it's like they're doing fine.
It's pretty crazy. I saw this. This is a real weird aside, but we'll do this and then get back to the questions. But I saw this poster yesterday in like a diner, and it was from 1936, celebrating Coca-Cola's 50th anniversary. So like they had been around since the 1880s. And like, insane. What company was able to stay relevant for 140 years?
One
like,
that pumps their drinks filled with sugar.
But still, like, think about anything that was popular in the 1800s. It's all gone away completely. There's just like weird like tooth powder and products that no longer exist. But Coca-Cola is still the number one drink in the world.
Crazy. You think those guys make bank?
I bet the CEO of Coca-Cola is making like $2,000 every time someone buys a can. I fucking swear to God.
$2,000 every time someone buys a
yeah,
can?
Yeah, I feel like that's his fucking that's his contract.
Possibly.
He's making $2,000 a can.
No, that's
he's a two-can Sam.
How much do you pay for a can of Coke?
$6,500. I don't know. It's like a fucking, it's like buying two laptops.
You don't understand money.
Do you think the CEO of Coca-Cola makes bank?
Do you think he makes bank, though?
I bet he has, like, a fat house.
Yeah, dude. He's got a fat pad.
He's got, like, like bigger than my parents' house, I bet.
Yeah.
Like, a three-bedroom.
Fucking, yeah, three-bedroom with
three
maybe.
Fucking four-bedroom and a pool.
Two cars.
Yeah.
Two cars, two-car garage, and it's, like, fucking... Fucking like inside is like carpet.
I swear. It's carpet. I swear the CEO of Coke makes so much bank, his house is carpet. All right, let's get back to it.
Yep.
Question number three. Hey guys, my name is Rafaela.
Very nice. You also could have said April O'Neil, but that's fine.
Damn it. Hey guys, my name is Rafaela.
Nice. You also could have said April O'Neil, but that's fine.
Hey guys.
Your iPod's broken.
It's skipping. All right. Hey guys, my name is April O'Neil.
Nice. You also could have said Rafaela.
For the last 2 years, I've been in a weird, complicated, and completely toxic relationship with a guy. It started off with us flirting at work, then sexting, then him trying to sleep with me, and me refusing because he had a girlfriend. Eventually, we hooked up after he broke up with her, and it all culminated in a pregnancy scare. I've been ignoring him for the last 4 months and thought I was finally able to get over him. However, he texted me a few days ago saying that he had changed and begged me for another chance. I don't know what to do. Should I give him another chance? Or do you guys have any advice on how to finally get over him? Thanks. Love, Rafaela.
You also could have said April O'Neil.
So, should she give this guy another chance?
That makes
sense. It's been 4 whole months.
4 months, yeah.
Opposite advice?
Oh, yeah. People change, especially people like that. I think you can't look at the track record.
No,
that's
I
like
mean, this guy
fair.
This guy tried to cheat on his girlfriend. That, you have to understand that was 4 months ago, and that was with you.
Okay.
Like, he's not going to cheat on you.
No, he's not a cheater. He's not a cheater. He's not.
He just he knew what he liked, and it was you, and he messed up. Obviously, there was some sort of pregnancy scare, you know,
like,
a lot of drama.
What's wrong with a toxic relationship? Isn't it nice to have that kind of passion?
Yeah.
To, like, feel that?
Yeah, just, like feeling heartache and, like, weird pangs of emotional pain.
That's good.
And then... to top it all off, this guy, 4 months later, I mean, that's enough to change completely.
Yeah.
And it's not like he just wants to have sex with her again.
I don't think it's about that.
No,
really
it's not
about
sex. About,
I think it's like deep-rooted change.
Yeah, otherwise,
fundamental.
Why would he beg if he wasn't telling the truth about himself?
Especially, I mean, to have the balls to do it over text is pretty,
exactly right.
Pretty cool.
So like when I text a girl and I'm begging her over text, that's the truest
that's
form
like,
of me.
That means something.
Yeah, it means a lot because you're begging. Like, otherwise, why would you beg?
So, never talk to the guy again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
True advice.
Okay, here we go. True advice.
Yeah, just stop doing that. How weird is it to sexed with someone and then go to work with them the next day.
Oh my God.
They started flirting at work and then they sexted. And then she was like at work the next day, like, oh, hi, I sent you a picture of my tits and you sent me one of your dick.
And she also said, I skipped this parenthetical aside, but she says, then sexting before I knew that he had a girlfriend. So he was sexting with her and then he's like, oh, by the way, I have a girlfriend.
That's a very relevant parenthetical. Yeah. Bud. Bud, you're worse than this guy, actually.
What are you talking about?
This, you are.
Are you insane?
You're culpable.
For
if
what?
Not accountable, if not responsible.
Responsible.
If not, you are him, actually.
Because I skipped.
You're that. Him.
This is insane.
Yeah.
This is absolutely nuts.
All right, I'm going to kick your ass for what you did to her. To my Rafaela, April O'Neil.
If a guy is begging you, he's never in the right.
Yeah. Also, just coming from somebody who doesn't know how to change, he didn't change.
Nobody changes, let alone in 4 months.
And not like, no.
How long do you think it takes for you to completely change? Like, how long will you be, like, how long have you been this person, and how long do you think it'll be before you're not him?
I guess I've been this person for 5 years. How old am I, 28?
I don't know, man. How old are you?
28. I'm yeah. 5 years. I think when I was 23, I became a monster.
Okay.
And the thing is,
and that's like, 60 months, not four. That's 15 times longer than this guy said.
Right. And I'm also still the same. So we don't know how long this stage is going to last. It might be forever. I might have, like, there might be no turning back. The disease might have taken over.
At this point, there is no you left to go back to.
Is a void.
How do you grow something from someplace that doesn't exist?
Yes.
So this guy did not change in 4 months. If anything, he is more the same now than ever. He just wants to bone you because he doesn't have a girlfriend. He wants
this
to have
how it
free
works.
Sex
you,
with
like, you have sex with someone and then you cast them aside. A few months later, you start thinking about, oh, that sex was kind of fun. I'm going to reach out to them. Except with you, you guys have this toxic relationship. So he realizes what he needs to do is reach out and say that he's changed and try to drag you back into his swirling tornado vortex of carelessness.
So did they also work together, or did I make that up?
They did. They started flirting at work.
Okay. So just so many reasons not to even entertain this guy's thoughts.
Just don't.
Although maybe there's a way she can fuck with him back, you know, like turn him into an even worse person.
The biggest thing she can do is just ignore him completely.
Yeah, that would
engaging him is no, don't.
Maybe she can hit him.
Hit him.
Yeah.
Hit him.
Yeah, take like a chair and hit him in the back.
Okay, easy does it.
No, like take like one of the chair legs and sort of jab him in the spine.
You're inciting violence. You're trying to cause a riot and it's not okay. Chaos and anarchy in the workplace, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
You just fucking love shaking up the status quo, you piece of shit.
You dissident.
You fucking joker. You're a joker. All right. We cannot be more clear.
Yeah, don't. Do not.
Ready for this last question?
Let's do it.
Shall we call this person? Oh, this guy's good. Which one haven't we used it? Michelangelo?
Yeah. I think so.
This is good because Michelangelo is a party dude.
Party dude!
And this guy is also a party dude. Listen up. This is a little bit longer, but it's worth it. Ready? Without sounding too self-righteous, getting girls isn't something that's difficult for me. For a late teen male, I'd say I'm pretty good at the game and getting compliments on my looks by both my female and male friends. By chatting to a girl for a minute, I can tell what type of person they are and what they like in regards to attention and person. All this has amounted to me having a rotation of about 4 or 5 different girls showing hot interest in me at any one time, and they would probably hook up with me given the chance. Except this is where my problem comes in. For each of these girls, I change myself to suit the type of guy they like, be it cocky or cute, so they only know a glimpse of the real me. There's a part of me that wants to keep getting the attention I can get easily from girls. I enjoy it. But there's a part of me that wants to commit at the same time, except trust will always be on my mind, as well as the pretending to be a person I wish I was to some of these girls. If I decided to get into a dedicated relationship, how would I cut off these girls? Since the case is, they are the ones that contact me first for a conversation or to meet up, and they have a certain expectation of me now that I've gotten myself into this situation. Thanks so much, bro dudes. Love, Michelangelo.
Oh, no.
What?
I can't answer that question. I have that problem.
I wasn't listening.
I can't answer that question. I wasn't paying attention. I was texting.
This guy's getting started even before you.
Yeah.
He's in his late teens and he's already fucking playing the game, pretending right. to be people he's not,
you
getting attention.
He's going to be even worse. By
yeah. Or maybe he'll peak early and become a better person by your age.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So what is it? It's getting fits of micro attention from girls. Do you change? I haven't noticed that you change your personality. I mean, you do change your personality to get girls, but I don't think you have five different ones that you can like rotate.
No, I think I like play. I'm like always myself, but like sort of a heightened version.
You play the same game with every girl, regardless of who they are.
But there are certain times where like if I know like a girl likes outdoorsiness and adventure and like that and like traveling, then right. I've done a lot of outdoorsy adventures and traveling, so I can like
hand play that up, right?
Or if a girl's like into partying and clubbing, I could be like, oh right. yeah, like I'm into like these shows and these bands and these bars, you know?
Right, but it's all quasi genuine because you are actually excited about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's all
you're never
genuine.
Just like I love sports, even though you don't.
Right, no, but I guess I could be like I love Tom Brady.
Right.
I can tap into like I have so many genuine emotions about things that I can just tap into different like areas, but it's never a lie, at least.
Right.
I'm never like, oh yeah, I've been to South Africa too. It's so right. magical.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would never lie like that. But also, I think I do this other thing where it's like I have these like go to things that make me seem really, really open.
Uh huh.
Like, I'll share some stories that make it sound like I'm just revealing something to somebody that I've never told anyone before.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God, this guy's like so open and like, I'm like, I'll let my guard down. But it's like, I'm giving them like so nothing, like not a true, right. not a true version of myself at all. So I understand where he's saying.
Unless
like,
they listen to this podcast, in which case they know the truest version of you.
Right. Which is that I'm awful.
Well, the question is, if I decided to dedicate myself to a relationship, how would I cut these girls off?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
why is it hard to just stop texting people back? If you're in a relationship with someone you like and somebody texts you to they initiate, you could be like, oh, sorry, I'm busy, or I'm sorry, I'm seeing someone.
Yeah,
isn't that the easiest way to do it?
I've done that before, but then it just creeps back in when you're like, oh, I'm curious about what this person's doing. And then there's all this like social media shit where like if I see a girl that looks hot in a picture on Instagram, I want to like reach out to her. I like if I ever get a girlfriend, I need to just delete all of my contacts, delete all of my social media.
Yeah, you have to put yourself in a sensory deprivation chamber because you won't be able to not react to the impetuses. You just have to phase them out of your life.
But it's sort of like when you're on a diet and you're just like, oh, I need to clear out my kitchen so I'm not tempted. I'm like, I'm going to get rid of these chips, get rid of the bacon or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you need to, that's what you need to do.
Which you also need to do for food.
Right.
Yeah.
I should just like remove temptation because I'm so weak-willed. But I also am like, I'm too fucking deep now.
You're in it.
I love giving into my whims.
Well, for someone who, okay, let's say this guy is asking his self in 10 years, you, what he could have done differently. What's your advice to your former self to keep him out of this rabbit hole?
I guess, I mean, it goes a long way that you're already self-aware. And I think that like this type of behavior eats away at you like it's eating away at me. Though the weird thing is that like I can't see myself changing and I don't know how.
Right. But like it so much.
Yeah. I understand that it's killing me from the inside out. And like every single day I wake up and I feel further away from the good person that I imagine myself becoming. And I feel like disconnected with like my friends and my family who are like good people. I feel like I'm turning into this weird little hobbit troll that only exists in my own head.
You're a beggar in the morning
and I'm a king at night.
Yeah.
That's that song. Oh man, that song's so good. It's the Barr Brothers, the Beggar in the Morning. Everyone should listen to that song. Very very good song.
It's about Jake, actually.
I'm like beggar in the morning, king at night, and my belt is loose and my trigger is tight.
So let's try to give this guy some pointed advice before we go. How would I cut these girls off? I guess, I mean, I'm not in the same situation, so my advice doesn't carry as much weight, but I feel like just being as honest as possible with people that text you and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? No, sorry, I'm seeing someone. Doesn't that seem like the easiest solution? Sometimes the easiest is the most simple.
Yeah, but then like with the right girl, that's going to make them feel like, oh, like now we're having like this illicit text conversation. Like I want to, I don't know. I think you have to just straight up delete the contact so you aren't tempted to get in touch with them. And when you get a text from them, it's a number you don't know and you say, who is this? And then they're upset.
Well, think about your last girlfriend. You were texting, let's say you had a similar rotation of 4, 5, 6, 8, 12, 15, 35 girls.
Right.
You settled on one that you liked. They texted you. What did you do?
I responded to everyone.
And just hit, you had a password on your phone or something?
No, I guess.
If you have a girlfriend, at one point, invariably, they'll look at your phone and see like, Oh, you have 9 texts.
I've had girlfriends that I cut people out for. And I guess I just didn't respond. Like not like I'm sorry I'm seeing someone. It was just like radio silence. People would reach out to me and I just didn't answer them.
There you go.
Fight the good fight, brother. It's too late for me.
You go on.
I'm a fallen soldier.
I need you to do what's good for me.
Yes, remember me honorably, actually. I'd like a Medal of Honor.
Also, delete Tinder from my phone. And just actually go ahead and do a hard reboot.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero. Remember me as such.
Bury me with my MacBook Air.
Good man. I was a good man. I lived an honest life.
Please delete my internet history. Oh, merce. All right. That's it. There we go.
Bye. Thanks.
Peace. That email address, again, if you want to email us with your own little difficult places, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're also still accepting theme song submissions. We start and end every episode with new ones. That first one was from a brother-sister duo, Jake and Iris, which was awesome. This next one is also awesome.
Very awesome.
It's written by someone named Eric, and it sounds like a real song.
Yeah.
Please enjoy, and we'll see y'all next week. Later.
One, two, three. Of us who laugh at you.